Obviously, this is always a tough time of year. Getting down to the 53 is always tough. Have to let go a lot of good football players. And we're fortunate that we had great competition, and we've had to let go of a lot of good football players. So I feel like a lot of them will get some opportunities someplace else too. So with that said, we'll open it up.
You go with four inside linebackers here. What went into that thinking, and specifically as it relates to Stephen Johnson?
Well, we went with four inside backers, but we really tried to pick the best 53 players we could pick, you know. So however that worked out as far as the numbers at each different position, we tried to pick the best 53 guys that would help us win. And so with that mindset, we ended up with four on the inside.
Talk about some of the guys that made it in light of this. Start with Monte. You know, just keeping Monte on there despite his preseason didn't look like it go as well as he'd hoped.
Yeah, but we still think that Monte hopefully can continue to improve, and he was in the top 53 in our minds, so that's why Monte's here, and we still have high expectations for Monte. You know what? We're real excited about him. He played very well in the preseason. I think that, in this offseason, plus coming off the knee surgery like he had last year and getting into training camp and the way he played in the preseason, he did well and earned a spot.
John, back to the cornerback roster, big surprise, I guess, to some of our Curtis Marsh, cut down.
Well, I mean, I think, if you look what with Marsh and his special teams ability, and we thought that he'd be that sixth guy that could help us on the special teams, and so we decided to go that way.
So what about Ben Garland? Was he one of the tougher cuts?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, because Ben's worked so hard, making the transition from defensive line to offensive line, and, he's the kind of guy you'd like to have your daughter marry, and so anytime you let it go like that, it's tough, and Ben's worked so hard, and really tried to, to make that transition. And so, unfortunately, there weren't enough spots. But I think, Ben will be one of those guys that's going to get an opportunity.
Are you comfortable going with two true tight ends along with Casey, or might you be looking?
We're comfortable right now. I mean, we're set with the 53 as it is right now. So it's always fluid. It's fluid now, and it'll be fluid throughout the season. So, again, going back to philosophy that we kept our best 53.
Did you
Well, if we got 53 slots, we're going to keep 53. We feel good in the fact that we've got 53 guys that can play in the NFL, so we weren't going to leave an open slot.
How active do you think potentially we could be later?
We'll see. See what comes across. I mean, we're always going to be fluid with it, and so we'll look at the wire and see what's there and see what's available.
What do you think of punt returner?
Well, Coop and I have been talking about that. We've got a pretty good one on the roster, so we'll see where that goes. I'll let Coop answer that. But we actually feel like it got covered, but again, we're always looking.
And what do you think of the way Shaq Barrett improved, especially in camp?
Well, I mean, he had a great offseason, a guy that really took to the offseason program, worked real close with Luke and his staff, and did a tremendous job on his body, changed his body, and got a lot stronger. And, he was a guy coming out of CSU we felt was a playmaker coming out. And he just, continued to improve on that. And by working on the body and, keep staying in that weight room in the offseason, we saw the results of that this preseason. So, he had a great preseason. He's going to be a big help for us this year.
Is this the fifth year now? Was this the toughest cut to 53? And do you think that showed progress?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have, you're letting go of guys that can play football, it's always tough. But I think, that's what we want to do. We want to put ourselves in a position where we have a lot of tough decisions to make, and we definitely did. There's a lot of good football players we had to let go.
What separated Corey Nelson inside?
Well, he's a young guy that can run, and, he's a guy that's up and coming as an inside linebacker. He made huge strides over last year, but also a guy that is very important on the special teams because of his athleticism and his ability to run. So Corey's making great strides.
Does that also show your confidence in the health of both Danny and Brandon at this point?
Yeah, you know, we feel like they're healthy and ready to go. You know, that was definitely a consideration, but we felt that, you know, they're healthy and as I said, ready to go. So, you know, those are always going to be fluid, knock on wood, we, you know, but there's going to be bumps in the road that we're going to have to deal with as they come at us. But where we sit right now with the 53, you know, feel pretty good about it.
John, my impression from T.J. Ward was he didn't have any contact with the league for over a year. What was the timeline from your perspective?
Well, my understanding was he the league started looking back at it in March. And so, you know, and then eventually got to it and suspended him in July and then went through the appeal process. And you know, so we lose T.J. for the year. So, or the year, for the game, for the first game. So, we're disappointed, but that it is what it is. So we'll deal with that and move on. I'm not gonna. You know what? I'll let you ask the league office. I'm not gonna open that can, and we're gonna abide by the rules and move on.
The team had a long streak for CFAs as rookies. What went into that streak ending? The number of draft picks, or?
Well, I tell you right now, the heads are gonna roll into personnel department. They didn't find a CFA out there that didn't make this. So we'll cross that bridge and. Didn't find that needle in the haystack, but, you know, it talks about the roster we have. And you know, it's a lot deeper than it used to be. And you know, there's several people that could have made the roster this year, but ran out of spots.
A few more for John.
Still multiple guys like Jordan Taylor and Zaire might end up on your practice squad?
We'll see. You know, we still have that process. And so we'll see as we go through the waiver process and things clear and we start putting the practice squad together tomorrow.
Lorente's talent. Overruled his injury.
What's up?
Lorente, you saved a spot for him based on his talent, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, that's the hard thing is sometimes guys that are injured that you have high hopes for, and you don't, you know, Lorente is an example. We didn't get to see him a whole lot in preseason because of the injury, so, but we know what he can do, and so hopefully he comes off that and can help us this year. No, I mean, you know, you've got Evan's got a lot of experience, and so we think that you know, he'll be fine and come in. And you know, we brought him in because of not only what he can do, his physical ability, but also what he can do with his experience. And so, you know, and plus Max will be right in the middle of it too. And so, you know, I think that it's been a good preseason for, especially with the youth that we have there, and the first time that really a lot of them have all worked together. So they've adjusted very well, and think that we'll hit the ground running that first week.
Last one, Woody.
John, I don't count very well, as you know, but you got 25, 26 players that you drafted. Is this about where you would hope you'd be in terms of half the roster is draft choices?
You know, Woody, I don't know that we ever really look at it and say, okay, we want the draft choices, or, you know, we want to be good in the draft. And when, you know, when we get an opportunity to pick people, we want to be good at doing that. But I think the bottom line is, we want to get to the best roster that we possibly can. So, you know, to be able to having seven, I think seven out of the nine guys this year made it. But, you know, we've got some developmental guys there that, you know, have to continue to grow. But it's important to be good in the draft because that's what gives you the ability to, you know, to be consistently good for a long time. And so hopefully we can keep doing that. And, you know, we're happy. I'm happy with the roster we have. We got good football players and guys with the right attitudes that have responded very well to Coob and his staff. And I think we have the right mindset going in this season. That's going to give us an opportunity, hopefully, to be successful.
If I can follow up on that, as you said at the very beginning, you know, I want to build through the draft like the Packers did, the Steelers did years ago. Are you somewhat changing your philosophy, or is that?
Well, I mean, I think that we're not going to only build. I think the philosophy is we're going to try to put the best football team we can on the field, and if that includes some free agents each year, the right free agents, that we can, you know, do that. But and also with the right amount of, you know, of draft guys that we've drafted or brought in here. So I think it's a combination of both, but each year is different. And you know, going into this year, what we did this past offseason, we think we've added in the right areas the guys that that have come in as free agents, and then also the draft picks that are coming. That'll help us this year too, so.